2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio, and I'm just so lucky this week to have three such wonderful women in leadership positions. Sui Lang Panoke is with me, Senior Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Zions Bank. Sally Dietlein is here, Executive Producer at Hale Center Theater. And Dr. Susan Madsen is my guest, Karen Huntsman, Professor of Leadership in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University, and Founding Director of the Utah Women and Leadership Project. Since it's so close to the first of the year, may I ask you that question that I find myself asking myself? I journal about this, you know, around the first of the year, about where I am, you know, sort of a taking stock sort of thing. And have my views changed in life? Have my goals changed? And I do feel this year, and I don't know if it's because of COVID or just all that's changed in the world, I do feel different in some significant ways at the beginning of this year than I did at the beginning of last year. But I wonder, Sally, may I start with you? How do you feel as you look out at the new year of 2022?
You know, I'm an interesting one. People have tried to get me to set goals for years. I don't know how to do that. I look at myself more in life direction, and I try to think about how do I feel internally about my life direction. Do I feel good about it? Do I feel bad about it? If I were to put a needle on it, you know, how am I treating my fellow men? You know, how is the business going? You know, how are we doing with the family? You know, all of the variables. How is that life direction going? And it's all become a little bit more under the scope of more how is the world going. Somehow the world has affected my thought processes this time. And I think, my goodness, should that weight affect every decision I make? And I have decided that I need to go from where I am in my personal space and try to make my world better, because I can't solve everything out there. And so I've tried to be gentler. I'm looking toward that. I tried to be more listening to people who are really have, you know, sorrows to talk about, access to grind, and thought processes they need a listening ear for. And I've really tried to look at my world more like that, in where I can have some effect. And that is helping me look forward with a lot more sunny hope. A lot more love for my family, a lot more love for the people that I'm working with, these good women that I speak with right now, and the good that they're doing in the world. The world can become a shadow right now, and we need to find some sunlight.
Oh, I appreciate your wisdom, Sally. Sui Lang, please.
Yeah, Sally, I am with you in terms of setting goals. I like to, instead of setting goals, I like to set intentions. And so that's generally how I assess each year from year to year. Also looking at my Chinese heritage, one thing I do is follow the astrological calendar, right? And so 2022 is the year of the tiger. The year of the tiger represents courage and confidence. And so I tend to set my intentions based on that. So for 20, as I reflected upon 2021, and that was the first year I serving at the bank, And the role that I played there, the impact that I had in the community, I feel like a lot of my work was very community focused, right? I was out in the community having a lot of conversations, building social capital, building relationships, building partnerships, letting the community know this is the role that I'm in right now. Let's reach out and partner. In 2022, I would like to shift that focus to be more internal, personal, home, and within our organization at Zions Bank. And so that's going to be kind of my focus and shift for 2022. And I see a lot of growth, personal growth, continuing following that path.
I love that. Thank you, Sui Lang. Dr. Madsen.
Yeah, a couple of thoughts. I don't do once a year goals. I have goals all the time. I'm working. I'm moving forward. I'm pretty intense with what I want to accomplish and move those things along. But I always have learning goals that I want. And I'll tell you that the biggest one for me right now is that in 2022, I really believe we have got to do more on the front of domestic violence and sexual assault. And I'm going to use my voice much stronger on this issue, and I need to learn a lot more. So that's my learning goal. I need to do, and Sui Lang knows me well, we're dear friends, I need to do more on personal renewal, because I work all the time, right? That's just my second one. Third, I just, like, this year moved into a new decade. I won't tell you which one I'm in. I have a few challenging kids, let me just say that. And they like to blame and shame. And I am just so over that. And that's my goal, just to not get teary-eyed or, you know, it's like, come on. You're adults. Let's move into this new thing. And then I think the last thing I would say is I just want to keep myself focused on helping people understand facts versus emotion. And so I'm committed to that. And so those are just some things that I thought about when you asked that question. Thank you.
They're all brilliant. And especially that last one, I don't think you could do a better, have a better goal, particularly right now, than I'm going to adopt that goal for myself, to help people see facts. Would be an important thing for me to focus on too. The time is nearly gone. May I just tell you, Sally, I have my tickets for one for the pot. I'm seeing next week. I think it's next week, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We open on Monday, and I get ready for a silly laugh. You know, we have learned that in January, people just need to laugh. And so come in and have a good laugh. We're having such fun. And then the next one, we'll have 14,000 gallons of water on the stage. We are doing Treasure Island. We have a boat. We've got pirates diving. It is the most exciting, fun, wonderful thing. So we're starting off the new year with a bang. Come join us. Let's have some fun.
One for the Pot and Treasure Island at hct.org for tickets, although I love to have my season tickets so I know where I'm sitting.
Yeah, I know. It's fun. You can just go in and sit. All seats are good, but it's really, really fun to know exactly where you're sitting. We've got a great year coming up. We'll go over 30,000 season tickets this year. You know, as we're talking about all of these things, people need an escape right now. A little escape from the reality, and I think that helps them to go out and face things a lot better. We've got a real strong variety of different kinds of things, and it's going to be fun. So come join with us.
I appreciate you, Sally, and you too, Dr. Madsen, and you too, Sui Lang. Thank you all, and come back and see me again.
Thanks so much, Amanda.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody, and we'll see you again here on A Woman's View. Thank you. I'll get it myself.